All right, you all. So we're in a really, really crazy time right now. And, you know, as always, I do see what the celebrities are going through right now. And as a love hunter, I'm just always looking at the hookups, looking at who we can get together. I'm looking at who's breaking up. I'm looking at Hollywood. And, you know, like I said, please stop talking about Will and Jada. You know, they're not healthy. They're not. And it's like, I put myself in their, you know, situation. You got all this power, all this success, all these eyes on you. Yet the one thing you need to do, you continue to not do, which is go and get the help. You need to sit down and talk to somebody. If you're not going to be together, don't be together. Like, what they're doing together is so much more toxic than their arrangement. Their arrangement, their entanglement, their all this, you know? So, trust me, they could clean this up and go, like, date other people, marry other people, whatever they want to do, and be much better off. Their kids are old enough now to know exactly who they are. They can spend time with their kids, bond with their kids, and talk to them in a way the rest of us cannot. So, you know, I don't ever want to tell people to divorce, but in their case, like, what are they really working for? And did their marriage start off with any, like, healthy roots, you know, going into the ground? So, yeah. I'm really wanting to talk about the unarmored man today. Because rarely do you see this in Hollywood. And like, you even have like Jamie Foxx going through his thing right now where like he just got healthy. Like, this man was looking down the tunnel of death. And then you got this, you know, sexual assault scam where a woman says that she was impacted, struck by some of his, you know, genitalia. And while I was watching the Dave Chappelle stand-up, you know, I'm at Dave Chappelle laughing, and which was ironic that Donnell Rollins was the funniest comic there, like the funniest. But Dave being Dave was telling stories, and he laughingly, jokingly was like, oh yeah, Jamie did that. So I'm like, oh man, okay. I'm like, okay, oops. Okay, Jamie. But one of the things I don't know about any of these men, about any of these stars, I don't know who they are without their armor on. When you sit them down and talk to them, and find out like who they really are, I don't know. Chris Pratt might be a nice guy. He might be a really nice guy. But like, they keep throwing him in the media, him and Anna Faris. And like, for those of you that know, if you're a little bit old enough, Anna Faris was this cute girl that was in those scary movies. It was the spoofs to make fun of movies like Scream and Paranormal Activity and all those. And, you know, she's cute. She did the House Bunny where she was like a, you know, I believe retired Playboy model that was, you know, I believe she was like trying to get out the game and be legit, you know, according to standards that are not from adult film in the adult world. She wanted to, you know, kind of, you know, water it down and get a little bit more rooted in what we call a real life, real job. But they had their struggles. And like, the hard part is when you're carrying that armor, a lot of times with that momentum, it can lead you down a path where you've got so much momentum that you can't change directions on the turn of a dime, like a running back does, or like a gymnast. Like, they can do their floor routine and be blah, 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 cartwheel, pop up, flip, spin around, like, the armor makes it impossible to do all of those movements. All you can do is move on that path or things slightly on that path. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what these guys are up to. And then also, like, here's the other sad part is there's all these actors right now I'm looking at in Hollywood right now. This came on Snapchat. And they were just saying, these are actors that nobody will touch. These are actors that nobody will work with. And that struggle to get jobs, struggle to get work. And here's where, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Here's where the armor itself, it locks people up. When you've been typecast as a certain thing, and that's all, like for Tobey Maguire's case, all people can see is Spider-Man, right? Now, here's the thing. Tom Holland is Spider-Man right now. Tobey Maguire was the GOAT. He's the first one. And then Andrew Garfield, actually my favorite Spider-Man, he was the second generation. I'm the second generation. So I liked his feel and, you know, his, you know, emotions and the emo Spider-Man. I had fun with that. But that armor, right? Even though he's walking around in a mask and all that, people could only see Spider-Man. And like, this is what I'm saying. Like, we do this where we force ourselves as men. And I want to say it's partly because of women as well. But we force ourselves as men to carry around this armor and we get typecast. We typecast ourselves into each and every day, not even giving ourselves a chance to play a different role or create a new identity for ourselves that might suit us better. Like, you've been telling everybody I'm just making an example, like, you're tougher than Mike Tyson and you chew up nails and spit out bullets and you'll fight any man at the drop of a hat, and which usually happens, like, you do end up fighting people. But what you really want to do is be a gardener. Like, you really want to have, like, you know, tree shrubs and landscaping, and you want to make beautiful yards and all that, which is much healthier, much safer for you than fighting people. But that, just one example, like, if that's really what you want to do, is have a nursery of plants and all that, you have completely layered yourself and armored yourself with something that does not suit you, right? And I love Tom Holland. I think he's kind of feeling that itch as well. Like, man, like, I'm about to be typecast and stuck in this role. And, you know, cheers to him and Zendaya. You know, he's got this young cutie. They're dating and in love and all that. But, like, I think that's the hard part about Hollywood is, like, they make it so real. Sometimes it gets too real, right? It gets too real. So I started to think, like, what happens to an unarmored man? And then, like, what's the penalty for keeping the armor on? How long can you keep that armor on? And I'm going to share a story with you about, you know, what happens when that armor comes off. I think based on what we've seen and all the things that people don't like that they see from men, our stubbornness, where a man is immature or toxic in any way, I believe that there are parallels and similarities in women as well. And I believe we've been feeding each other's negative, toxic behaviors for a long time. Like, for a long time. And while the men might be wholeheartedly to blame, I also can see that we've been doing this a lot of times to stick our chest out for women, to women, and this, that, and the third. So then in the dating realm, it almost makes it so that women can't get what they want. I hate to say it that way, because we've been trying so hard to stick our chest out, posturing and posing. We know that there's no gray area. We have to be this or we won't be on your radar. We have to be this or we won't be on your radar. So I think if we keep that armor on, long story short, you just get stuck with exactly what we've been seeing. And that's why, like, for me, it's been a really eye-opening experience. You know, as time has gone on, I remember, you know, people would come out of the closet, and this was, you know, like in the early 90s, and like people really suffered. They really got, you know, some cases beat, hurt, outcast from their family, like kicked out. There was a gentleman came and spoke to our Black professionals group. This is maybe a year or two ago, that just explained that like a man was like killed at a party because they found out he was gay in another country. This is in a completely different country. And they killed this man, stuffed him in the bushes, and they, like everybody else, went back to partying. Like he was the disease. And I'm like, wow. Like, so Cain killed Abel. You go read the Bible. Cain killed Abel, went off and got married into a town of people where I'm assuming he could acclimate to or fit in some kind of way, even though he had this mark on him. But you can't go somewhere and just live, you know. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, people can share an amazing perspective with you when they come from a different place, right? They have a different perspective. But over the years, like it's been so frowned upon and downed to come out. And then finally, I think it was, when did I see it? It just like exploded. I want to say about, I'm saying this, if you have gay or lesbian family, you know, they've just been chilling, right? Like they've just been chilling this whole time. But like the TV shows, there was like a show called The L Word. There was like RuPaul's Drag Race. That's been on for like, I don't know, like 20 years maybe. And then there's been like gay men, lesbian women in like TV shows and all that for like years. And then it just boom, like it just hit. I want to say it was maybe about 10 years ago. Everything just like exploded and it was just like a celebration, almost like a party. You just saw more pride, more gay lesbian stuff. And when I started to like sit and just kind of pay attention to these relationships and these people, a lot of gay lesbian people, and like the WNBA was like a huge, you know, way to see that, they were so opposite of the armored people that I had known and grown up with. Where, and we've seen this, I think, classically with gay men, is they're talkative and emotional, and they will talk about, you know, everything. But it takes a little bit of work for them to talk about, you know, their relationship, themselves, and this, that, and the other. But then once you do hear that, you're like, wow, like you really have taken the time to look at like people and what they're doing and not doing and their perspective, right? And so that's all I'm saying is we can keep the armor up and keep, you know, doing the same and doing the same toxic stuff to each other. But to have a different perspective and listen to people and hear from people that operate and think a little bit different, you really get to hear about yourself and see yourself. You know, watch the camera. And that's the thing I've noticed with this group specifically. They've just been off to the side looking at all our toxic traits, all our toxic behavior this whole time, simply saying, like, not that we all have to change as straight people, but if the armor doesn't fit, why would you wear it? Why would you keep wearing it? And that's, I think that's the sad part is, you know, now looking back in history, you know, men would beat and brutalize a man for being gay, but then go do that behind closed doors. I'm like, that's, what are you doing? You know? So what happens if we keep the armor up? We just get more of the same. We're not built to do what we've been doing, is my point. And sometimes you, it'll take a rock to cry out and tell you that, hey, you need to change. You need to do something different. I had a conversation with a good friend of mine, you know, a big bro, and he was just sharing with me a scenario where, you know, he needed some help. He was like 3, 4, 5 states away, and he had reached out, you know, he had reached out to a friend, and all he needed was literally a recording of what was going on at this, you know, event, because one of his kids was competing, and he was just asking one of his friends to record, you know, this performance real quick, not even 10 seconds. And the person he asked didn't do it. So this obviously created a rift, and it probably won't be healed because it was a friend asking another friend to, you know, record a performance of one of his kids that's now in college for just a few seconds, you know, like one play, right? Just one play, please. And they wouldn't do it. And they're of course, their response, the person that would not help, the villain in this story, was, man, I got stuff to do. I got too much stuff going on. And it's like, you don't got 10 seconds? Okay. It takes a lot for a man to open up and talk about things like that. Because number one, this is dealing with fatherhood. And number two, this was a vulnerable place where, you know, this man was bothered. He was very triggered by somebody he thought was a friend. You know, I thought this was a friend. And things like this need to be talked about. Not fought over in the street. Oh, now, you know, on site. Like, you don't need to fight people on site all the time. But like, a lot of times we don't realize that maybe we need to take off the armor, sit down, talk, and share just a little bit. Like, yeah, man, that really hurt me. Like, I'm in another state, not able to see my kids perform and play basketball or play football or run track because they're, you know, in a different college or whatever. And I just need help for just this 1 minute. And what people don't realize is if my armor is my job, if my armor is my responsibilities, and my armor and responsibilities will directly disrespect, hurt, or harm a old friend, a very good friend who would give me the shirt off their back and never disrespect me or harm me in the same fashion that I disrespected or hurt them, your armor is wrong. Where it's not the armor that disrespected the person, it was your choices. You did that. And I thanked her for sharing this story with me because I'm like, man, like, I don't get it. Like, the helmet, maybe the helmet was too big. You know, if the armor doesn't fit and it's dragging you down, now all of your decisions and movements are miscalculated. All your decisions and movements are going to be off. Your step is going to be too far or too short. Other story, gentleman, you know, shared with me. You know, good friend of mine. You know, his armor is preference of women, and this preference of women is what divorced him. This preference of women is what will not accept him. And I'm gonna say it like this. Let's say my preference was 5'10" redhead Korean women, right? If 5'10" redhead Korean women don't want me, and that's all I thirst after and go after, why would I keep wearing that armor? Now, if I don't plan on moving, okay, moving to, if I don't plan on moving to a place in Korea that has nothing but 5'10 redhead Korean women, why would I continue to wear that armor? And it's bloody, it's sad, and it's hard to watch this. It's bloody, it's sad, and it's hard to watch this. How do I know? Because I've done it myself. When you're wearing that armor and, oh, I got to get with this chick. I got to get with this chick. I got to get with this chick. That's what I would say if I was saying to him, homie, like, please, please see what's out here and see how when you take off that armor and just travel a little bit, maybe travel to different countries, travel to, you know, places, you know, exotic places, different places, like go to Sweden, go to Ireland, go to Hawaii, go anywhere. Like, see what the world really is. Staying on one place of the rock, that ain't it. And judging yourself based on that one place on the rock, that ain't it, homie. You are so much more valuable to yourself and to this world, knowing more of the world. Not knowing everything, but knowing more of the world. So that's why, like, it's like, man, when this armor doesn't really suit you and you've been so good in all these other things, but nobody took the time to tell you that, man, you know, you got a huge hole in your, like, shoulder piece. Like, there's a bullet hole right in your shoulder piece. If anything hits that again, it'll dismantle your whole shoulder area. It's gone. Sometimes we have to be that one. You have to be brave enough to say, hey, can I talk to you real quick? I see a spot where you might be vulnerable. I just want to say something real quick before you get hit there again. Like, can we at least go get some new armor or take this armor off so you can see what I'm saying? Right? Because trust and believe, I'm saying it, I'm speaking it out, but I have to be able to receive it in. That's how it works. You can't be a hospital if you won't receive new beds, new treatment, new utilities, new lab coats, new shoes. You know, if you won't receive a new cleaning crew that will clean and keep things up to date. You got, like, code brown, and you got all these different things you need to have clean. Like, you can't run an efficient ship if you're not receiving quality updates, upgrades, and whatnot. So that's what it really got me. If you take off the armor in relationships, we look to a new perspective. We talk to different people. We do our internal work and clean up before we go back out. Is that a mole? Is that a, what is that? Is that a fungus? Yeah, because you took the time to look. Are you, like, is your hygiene good? Are you cleaning properly? Are you going to the dentist? Like, are you getting haircuts? You know, how's your lung capacity? Can you walk on a treadmill for at least a half an hour? Can you jog? Are you in shape? You know, what are you doing to fix you? Like, do you want you, you know, take off the armor. Not all armor is good. Take off the armor that somebody put on you. It doesn't suit you anymore. They've been telling you you're ugly. They've been telling you you're this, that, and the third. Stop wearing ugly armor. Like, why are you wearing that? That's not even yours. That depression and shame and all that, that's not even yours. Somebody put that on you. That's not yours. And I got to take it further. If you're going to a church where they aren't speaking to that armor that was put on you, and it's infected you, it's poisoned you, if they're not speaking to that and helping you remove that, you got to get out of there. And if they're speaking to that and you're not taking the help, why would you keep going and not listening to the help? You know what I'm saying? Because there's a difference between being poisoned and infected. The poison is intentional. The poison is venomous. It's a venomous snake. It's what a skunk does when they get scared. They poison you. They intentionally poison you. An infection can be random. You can get an infection touching a doorknob that somebody else touched that was infected with any type of outbreak or COVID or whatever. You know, they sneezed on the elevator keys while they had COVID and you touched, you know, one of those keys. So there's a difference between being poisoned and infected. And what I'm saying is a lot of people are one of those. They've been poisoned by somebody and somebody put armor on them that is a poison, that is hurtful, that is harmful, and they carry it around rent-free. Or on accident, they were infected by something and they think that the armor is still working and it's not. So in our work careers, you take off the armor, you get to advance in the career. You get to make more money. You have less stress because now your thoughts, your community, your circle is stronger because you've taken the time to open up and be fed by people that might be better than you in that area, that might be better than you in these specific breakouts of things. But last but not least, in athletics, when you take off the armor, we get to advance pairing a better mind with the talent. Everybody on the Olympic level, as far as track and field, is talented. Everybody in the NFL, once you get past December and you start to get to toward the Super Bowl, those AFC, NFC leaders, they're all talented. Especially in the NBA. You start to get to whatchamacallit. I don't care who has shoes. Who wins the championship? Jokic? Joker does not have a shoe. Champion. Jamal Murray from Canada? No shoe. Champion. Kevin Durant has no championships without the Golden State Warriors. Armor. That was armor. Michael Jordan didn't have any championships until he got Scottie, until he got Dennis Rodman. What was it? Harper and Kerr came later. But I don't have any problem saying that he's like the GOAT because of my age. If I was older, I might say somebody different, like Kareem, because he was both that in college and the professional. I would say Kareem if I was older, but from what I had saw and what I was inspired by, I have a pair of Jordans. I have two pair. I never bought the shoes Kareem had or, you know, whatever. I don't have any LeBrons. I love LeBron, but still, you had armor. The whole point of being a general manager, and I know this now as a coach, I don't want less on my team. I want more on my team. I want more reasons to say that we're going to score. I want more reasons to say that we have good defense. I want more reasons to say that we're going to win championships. This whole home team, you know, just pick up some guys off the side of the road and we're going to win a championship. Nobody's doing that. These are NBA athletes. So putting together a super team is your job. That's what the NBA is super athletes. So put together a super team. I don't understand like what the problem is. Everybody's been trying to do it since the Lakers and the Yankees have been doing it. Armor. That's good armor. So you get to pair a better mind with the talent. And that's why we try so hard to get these coaches. That's why we try so hard to get these players, because we see what they've done and then we can put them all on the same team. Nobody wants, and I got to say this gently, nobody wants to see the Milwaukee Bucks win the NBA championships, but they did. And I'm super proud of them. I don't know how many jobs the Bucks create, but I know paraphernalia-wise, shopping-wise, clothing-wise, merchandise-wise, the Cowboys and the LA Lakers have some of the most that you'll ever get. They're like the top grossing franchises of merchandise, Cowboys and Lakers. Like, people still keep buying it, and neither have had, you know, a championship in over a decade. I think I watched his last championship, one of those last summers he was playing, And it's like neither one have had any championships in a long time. Oh, I'm sorry, except for LeBron. LeBron brought him another one. That kind of upped the juice a little bit. But as these players get older, they start to realize, man, I'm getting older. And the league is full of guys that can do exactly what I can do, but now younger. You got to take that armor off sometimes and adjust. You're like, man, what can I do here? I can be smarter. I can be a whole lot smarter. That's a much better plan. Let's be smarter. That part. We got to take off that armor. And that's why I brought up the whole pride scenario. Is here's a group of people who are so sick and beat up from armor that they're just like, if I never see a sword, a shield, they'll be like, it'll be perfect. Because we beat them down, we hurt them too much. And to my point, when men are trying to share things with women and share their vulnerability in a way that's never been done before, and they've never been taught how to share it, usually they just lay it out on the table and just let you look at it. When honestly, women being accepted, loving, and capable of seeing it all, you could have your guts open, from a grenade, and they'll be like, oh my God, that's my baby, help him, fix him. Man, we'd be throwing up off to the side, like all messed up. There has to be a safe space where women understand that when you see a man without armor, you're really getting access and control and power over that man like never before. Because the men that don't give you that are constantly and systematically the men that come in and dominate the relationship and destroy everything. I mean, they destroy everything. They destroy the woman's body. They destroy her credit. They destroy her career chances by not being a father and not taking care of that child. They come in and just destroy everything. But yet, that's what, as women, continue to go out and get. And that's why I say, I got a huge kudos to the women that realize this is the type of man I don't want. And this is the type of man now I will go get. They realize the difference. So for some women, what that looks like is, I don't date athletes. They want the nerdiest dude they can find. Or if it's a certain kind of guy, and I hate to say this, but a lot of black women have completely pulled back from black men. And they're like, I just won't date any more black men because the trust is gone. I don't like it, but I also don't have a remedy. I don't have a way to help. Same thing with black men. There's black men that have been so damaged by black women that they're going out and dating Asian or Mexican or white, Middle Eastern, whatever, floats everybody's boat. And all we need is just to create a safe space to realize what's happened to us. And I think the hard part is they tried to make it seem like, black marriage was on the decline and black marriage was bad, but like black marriage has been escalating. It's been increasing. And I can go find stats if you like. So that's unfair and it's a little wrong. It's a little bad to make it seem like everybody's just so interracial. But what you have now is you have groups of people doing various things where some might have just been single for the rest of their lives. And instead of just being single, now they're dating from a different culture. Or they're, gay or lesbian. I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Huge hat off to somebody who has decided, I'm not going to wear that broken armor anymore or carry that agenda for something that doesn't fit me anymore. And I'm going to be happy and go forward and do quality work. So I don't know, y'all. I'm sorry, but the man or woman of your dreams might look different. That's all I'm saying. Like, you want to you know? And this is what's hard is like for ladies, I understand your natural affection, your natural desire and this, that, and the third. But it's like with me, I'll never be 6'5". I'll never be 6'5" and yoked up like a NBA, you know, forward. I'll never look like an NBA forward. But is that an excuse for me to look down on myself and not be professional, not be positive, and not try to live the best life I can live and then see if someone else wants to do the same? No. So just like I'm not waiting for anybody that won't consider me, I don't think you should wait on it either. Like if what you're waiting for hasn't treated you well and what you're waiting for is only a visual stimulation, I'm sorry, but that visual stimulation ain't working. We've gotten way too wrapped up in ourselves. Like, sorry, we've gotten way too wrapped up in ourselves. Like the pleasure should never dictate the plan. DNA is one thing. DNA is one thing. And I hate to say this, this is probably wrong, but like who you're trying to lay with, who you're trying to lay with is not who you're going to end up playing with. To play the game of life, I'm talking about money, strategy, planning, raising kids, a good household, a good home. That's not who you're going to end up like just because you want to lay with them does not mean you get to play the game with them. There's a whole bunch of athletes out there. Whole bunch of them. That like I'm saying this female wise, I may never have looked at them like, man, like that's the one and my heartbeat, and I hear music when I see her. But like, if we met and we gelled, and man, maybe this might be a good thing. Maybe it is a good thing, you know. But I would be looking, you know, a different direction. Oh, Beyonce. Oh, Beyonce, Rihanna, or you know, any of these women out here. Oh, my heartbeat. My heart's beating for you. Oh. You know, it's like, yeah, like they may make your heartbeat, but that's what we're designed to do. We're designed to be impacted. We're designed to be motivated. We're designed to, you know, feel greatly, feel passionately, but that shouldn't dictate the quality of our lives simply because of a turn on. You know, and I don't care if other people do it. You didn't have to go through what they went through, and you don't think like them. I feel like that should be said more often. You're not that person. You don't have the experience they had. You don't have the expectations that they had. And you don't feel the way they did. And you don't, I don't know what they went through to get that man or that woman. Yeah, it looks good on paper, but don't think that's you. You don't eat the same food they eat every day. You don't do the same things they do every day. Like I said, you're not that same person. You don't have their same expectations. You don't have their same experiences. And you don't even think what they're thinking. Like, we got to stop doing this. Men too. There's a lot of men that have said no to marriage and no to relationships because of a past fear from their dad or from what they've seen. Some little girl broke their heart and they think that life is what you felt at 16. And they keep stacking things onto that armor about how they were hurt at 16. Yeah, it was your innocence, but you were an innocent dummy. You can't just take the world from a 16-year-old perspective. See, when I was young, when I was innocent, this, that. Yeah, but did all women do that to you? Could it be that you passed up an opportunity to date a smarter young lady, a smarter woman? And one of my buddies actually had this conversation. We were talking about this, which is kind of scary. He even said this out loud. He's like, yeah, man. This is when I was in college. He was like, yeah, Luke, he was done dirty for, he was done dirty by a girl in high school. And, you know, a guy like that, he's like, he's a good dude, but There's just a lot of guys where once you hurt them, they're going to go on a rampage to make sure they will never, ever be the one that'll get hurt in relationships. And I was like, dang. I still didn't get it. I was like, dang, that's sad for him. I didn't realize what he was about to do to every woman in front of him because of that armor. He put that armor on where, oh, can't be hurt. I won't open up. Never going to be the one that gets hurt. And then we go from there. So I'm rambling, but I love you all. Hope you love me back. Thanks for listening, you all. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back with some more each week. But yeah, let's be careful what kind of armor we're wearing. It might be broken armor. It might be ugly armor. It might be too heavy. It might be too stiff. It might not allow your neck to turn, your neck to move, to make precise movements. Your armor should upgrade you. Your armor should upgrade your life. Your armor should protect you, but there should be room to move and breathe. You should be able to take it off and talk to people. So make that armor work the right way. All right, y'all. Love y'all. Hope you love me back. You can love, like, and share these messages. I'll see you soon.